Hello, this is Mary from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential.
Okay.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah,
what is your, thank you. What is your zip code?
11501.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. What is the year of your birth?
55.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I'm a licensed stationary engineer.
Okay. All right. So would you say in this case there is a master's degree or
yes,
a doctorate? Okay. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Biden. Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you
Yes.
probably vote? Certain. Okay. Yes. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote?
I better be dead if I don't vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale 0 to 10? Okay, thank you. Yeah. 10 is extremely motivated. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
About a 5.
Okay, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat
yes.
agree?
Strongly agree?
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first item is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does it matter a lot, matter somewhat?
Yes, matters a lot.
Thank you. Next item is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Matters a lot, matters somehow, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters. It matters a lot.
A lot. Okay. Third item, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Matters a lot.
Okay. And
your body,
the last...
You do what you want.
Yeah. And the last item for this list is protecting gender equality. Does it matter a lot? Somewhat? Does not matter
somewhat.
Much? Or does somewhat? Okay, thank you. All right. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidate or issues? For each of the following, would you say the options are nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt, I'll vote, no chance, I'll vote. The first item, it is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. The second item, it is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
I don't think I oh, yeah, I do, actually. Nothing will stop me.
Okay, the third item is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. And last one, it is, for this question, protecting gender equality.
Well, I guess nothing will stop me.
Okay. Okay. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election... Yes?
That's a terrible question. The last one. You have to know what people are talking about.
Well,
It's not a clear, open subject.
I
know you don't make the questions. We'll move on.
Thank you.
I just wanted to raise my objection to that question.
Yeah, it's okay, sir. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's okay. So I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote?
Harris.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you on
Thomas
the side?
Thomas Suozzi is my congressman.
Okay.
He's up for re-election.
Is he from the Democratic Party or for the...
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, no change.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we do
going
have
to vote
option.
Anyway. It
no
wouldn't
change.
Have struck
okay.
my vote.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, so how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, would you vote yes in this case? Okay, thank you. Based on the read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protections, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age.
That's all in this proposal?
If based on these options, yes.
I don't know. I'd have to read the bill fully.
Okay. I don't
believe illegal immigrants should vote.
Yeah, but between the ones that I read, there is an option that
I know.
You'd like to choose.
It's too much. It should be broken down into different bills. I'm sorry.
Okay. Would you like me to read the options again? I will try to go slower.
No, I'm done. Have a nice day.
Okay.